We're ready tonight at Survive to Thrive, the radio network, as the guest host. Thank you, Steve Quayle, and we appreciate, again, the work has been done, is being done, will be done. Let me mention to you tonight that we're going to talk about a little bit of a kind of an overview, just a quick overview, again, of the white, red, black, and pale horse. Well, the prophetic revelation that talks about the event, but we're going to focus on the developments of Armageddon and where things are going, and, you know, the impact that it plays worldwide. Again, this is Russ Dizdar, our guest host tonight. Our website, shadowthedarkness.net, on the web, tells you all about us. If you're new to this voice, we're simply the guest host tonight at Survive to Thrive. Now listen, as we get into this night, Tuesday, listen, July the 6th, 2010. Hey, for the 2012ers out there, we're not too far away, and it's not too late to pull out of that, well, that sense of spiritual magnetism of the events of the coming future. I do believe there's going to be some major things. It might be because many are just simply wide open to whatever's going to occur, but I personally believe that there is a, well, there's a work that is going on supernaturally. And that it will bring about events, experiences, development that continues to move towards crystallizing globalism, the massive reduction of the human population. Well, it's not only spoken about, talked about in all kinds of occult and even satanic New Age, Masonic discussions, the Georgia Guidestones, all of that's there. But again, the precise, infallible, and very clearly accurate biblical revelation, the data that God gives us is, well, talking about billions. Now, before we get into the overview there, let me give you a couple of things that are coming up. If you've been listening to us, and we're deeply grateful to all that listen, and we are very grateful to have the opportunity tonight. We are... going to say thank you to those that have sent in notes well, yesterday in the evening, today even. We appreciate your kindness and words. If you want to write to us even during the show, shatterxmail@sbcglobal.net. shatterxmail@sbcglobal.net. Again, our background is, again, we've worked with those coming out of the dark side for many, 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 many years. We've written about it. We've engaged. Listen, I have heard the voices of the entities that are behind the scenes. I can only report that they are lethal, that they hate humanity, they hate God. They are on an agenda. They have the ability to give human beings supernatural strength, ideas, concepts, abilities, enhancements. But they also will bring about grave, grave destruction along the way. I'm reading a book that I got in. As a matter of fact, I just started it. I was looking through the pictures of it, and gosh, this individual looks so sinister at times. I mean, it's like I've seen these eyes again and again before. It is called Secret Agent 666. Aleister Crowley, British Intelligence, and the Occult by Richard B. Spence. Now, I haven't read the book yet, so I'm not saying that I recommend. I'm only going to tell you that I'm constantly pursuing and reading anything I can. Matter of fact, four or five books came in the last couple of days. I'm looking at a chapter, the 14th chapter, called That Old Black Magic. Did you know Aleister Crowley, called the Beast, was said to have done human sacrifice, involved in all kinds of the strangest of sexual experience, drug experience, demon experience. Obviously, the Amalantra working. A ritual that was done that included his son. His son died. Crowley kind of went depressed and crazed and died, literally a sick, poor, crazed individual. Secret Agent 666, did you know that he was involved in military intelligence, or at least used? And here's what we got to say. Listen to all the military folks out there that do listen. The biblical revelation is that there's a grave, grave sense of targeting the and bringing kind of a satanic weaponization of military of military agenda weaponization. And again, as we talk about Armageddon tonight, we're talking about the ultimate, the absolute ultimate in military development, military weaponization. It's all about this. And it is in process right now. See, the events that you read in the book of Revelation, even if you go back to Revelation 6 and you read about the white horse, the red horse, the black horse, the pale horse, and most people can actually repeat the colors of the horses. But again, you've got to understand that God gave a pictorial, prophetic drama. It's not about the horses, it's about the events that they represent. It's about what occurs on a global scale. Each one involves event that affects the entire world. The white horse with the spirit of Antichrist, birth of Antichrist, rise of Antichrist, development of Antichrist, apocalypse of Antichrist, rule of Antichrist. All of that is included. The red horse, the fiery pyre. Pyros, a red horse, the event of the chaos, the event of sucking up and taking out of the world peace and causing, there is a supernatural force worldwide that will cause, there's an agenda, there's going to be a causing of people butchering other people. The Greek word is not so much war, it's not the word for war there or warfare. It's a Greek word used of butchering, as in an animal butchering or even in a animal sacrifice, a butchering. So it is chaos that involves the death of millions and involves the bloody bloodshed and peace taken. Now, that lends itself right into the Black Horse event of scarcity. Of food and finances and the scarcity and preoccupation, I would say, with oil, with the luxuries being scarfed up by the few, the elite, the globalism or globalists. And then the rest to, you know, basically fend for themselves in a very, and that's why you hear constantly the reports to store up, prepare, and even learn how to plant, garden, have things, and do. It is without question, I think, out of biblical prophecy showing us the actual events of human history that many will be without food, many will be without water, many will be without money, many will be without places to live. It'll be extremely chaotic. Now, the black horse will lend itself to the pale horse, which involves, again, an unleashing of war this time. War and plague and famine and the beasts of the earth. Again, what I want to tell you now about the beasts of the earth, that I think that it's going to lend itself towards demonized or hybrid individuals. Because the terms used in the Old Testament in reference to Nephilim nations attacking Israel. Beast, of course, is used of the Antichrist and the false prophet. And here, a fourth of humanity killed by war, by famine, by plague, and by wild beasts. Not hamsters and cats and giraffes that have gone wild. By beasts of the earth. The four horses deal with the entirety of the end of days. As all of this is going on, and all of this absolutely catastrophic events that are shaking the world are going on, the rise of a new political system, the rise of a new military system, that I believe is already behind the scenes. That I believe that is already a regime under the surface of the waters. though sensed, and though some have talked about, the full force will erupt because it's laced in supernatural satanic secrecy. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 talks about a secret power of lawlessness in reference to the Antichrist, the lawless one, in reference to the operating presence of Satan with counterfeit signs, wonders, and miracles, and in every sort of evil that deceives those who are perishing. So friends, listen. Listen. Even as I sit back here to read this book in the next couple of days, hopefully, again, looking at how in the military structure, by the way, there's another book that I have written about and quoted from, a number of books, literally. A chapter in the book, The Black Awakening, refers to this satanization of military, of the infiltration of satanic agenda. And I want to say really clearly that from the fall of the Nazis and the scientists and the doctors and the, the sciences, the psychology, the experimentation, all of that, scarfed up by the Americans, scarfed up by the British and the Russians, have been now operative for probably over 60 years. Where did all of the SS soldiers go? Where did all of the thousands and thousands that escaped the rat lines? Where did all the babies of Levensborn, the secret genetic projects, 400,000 I've read, 800,000 I've read, birthing centers all over to create a master race of super soldier godmen? Have we forgotten this? Have we forgotten that behind the scenes, while on the one hand, spiritually guided final solution, camps like Auschwitz and Dachau were eliminating hundreds of thousands of people, slaughtering and then burning away in the ovens, the attempted annihilation of all Jews everywhere. Who would have been next, my friend? Who would have been next? There is a spiritual backdrop to the hatred of Israel and the Jews. That's why we see that going on today. Because there is prophetic fulfillment that will occur. All Israel being saved. God in Christ, Messiah, the return of Christ coming there to the temple in Jerusalem. There are prophetic events that bring the end of radical evil and all this pain and junk that we know that has been going on. Now, when Christ returns, but there is an operative, fast and furious agenda going on. Now, I said in the earlier segment on our Shatter the Darkness hour, 6 to 7, out of Revelation 12, the revelation that God gives in the end of days is this, that Satan knows that his time is short. What do we mean? Well, the return of Christ. The closer and closer, just like in that chapter, it reveals that Satan, probably through biblical prophecy, was preparing and was there on the scene, ready for the birth of Christ to devour, to kill him. So it is with Armageddon. Just as Revelation 12 reveals the ancient, this dragon, this full force of satanic presence was there on the field in Israel as Mary was about to give birth to Emmanuel. And the reason this fallen cherub in full force was there was to kill Christ. The goal was to either bring him down, ultimately to devour him. Of course, he lost that issue. Christ died, rose, ascended. The scriptural term, harpezo, snatched back up to God. Not only the resurrection, but the ascension. Remember, as you read Acts chapter 1, what the angels of God said, this same Jesus, whom you've seen go off into and return to where he's come from, will come again in the same way. The clouds, the angels. So Revelation 19 is a massive, massive fear of the Satanic Unseen Kingdom. In all the deliverances that we've done and all the exorcisms we've done over the years, we know the demons fear Christ, the blood of Christ, the authority of Christ. They know who he is clearly. There's no guessing there. They don't care about Quetzalcoatl. They don't care about alien. They don't care about Buddha. They don't care about Muhammad. They don't care about this stuff. They're not in battle with those things. They know who and fear and tremble at Jesus Christ. They know who he is, and they know that a judgment is coming. Everything that we read in Revelation 12 tells us that Satan knows prophecy. That's right. Prophecy that begins Genesis 3:15. Did you know that? It's about a war, a spiritual war. It's about even the coming of God in Christ and him being, bruised, put on the cross, killed, yet rising from the dead, blasting apart the finality of death, opening the door to relationship to God, giving the gift of indestructible immortality. Now, the prediction was also that Satan's head would be crushed in defeat. Clearly, that had occurred during the days of Israel, during the birth, life, work, death, resurrection of Christ. Jesus said he would build his church and the gates of hell would not prevail. So we know that even though there's failure among believers, the body of Christ, the body of Christ worldwide, is indestructible. And when Christ returns and the dead in Christ rise first, believers around the world who are left and alive will be harpezo, snatched up, glorified in an instant. Now, I'm going to tell you something tonight. That behind all of the frantic things that we are hearing, all of the people that are screaming out, get prepared, get ready, be ready. The issue is, they're correct. But behind the events, now whether you believe that the oil spill in the Gulf was a conspiracy, or in a fallen, broken, finite world, an accident? I don't know. In Job's life, a lot of individuals would have looked at all the events, the catastrophic events, as accidents, storms, the weather. Yet Satan was behind it and caused events in weather, the collapse of homes, the death of children, devastation, disease, and illness in the body of Job. Behind all of that catastrophic stuff that came into one life, Satan was involved with an agenda to get him to curse God. So in the world that we're living in right now, with all the things that are occurring, I believe that part of the rise of behind-the-scene regime, the manifestation of satanic presence, has a toxic effect in the world. I also believe this. Romans chapter 8 says that the creation that we look around and see right now is infected. It's in bondage, it's in decay, it's in ruin, it's in collapse. Because sin entered in, Satan entered in, and it says that creation groans. That involves painful emotion, hoping for a new day. Creation itself knows, is cognitive of the redemption that is coming, a new heaven and a new earth, dear believers. Not a new age, fake age of Aquarius, save the earth. You can't save the decaying earth. Because of the sin and presence, dark presence here, Romans 8 tells us, current earth, current creation, That's why I believe partially that we're going to see, because of the decaying Earth, more tectonic plates shifting, more volcanoes, more tsunamis, more earthquakes, more massive changes in weather. Along with the decaying Earth, creation around us is the manifestation of dark presence that does bring dark presence and feeling. Many can feel it in the air around their cities and in their nation. Many can feel it in their neighborhoods. I mean, the prince of the power of the air, the atmosphere, the manifestation of dark presence not only brings effect in a sense of critical mass consciousness, the consciousness of millions, billions maybe, are feeling that catastrophic events are coming. You can feel it in the air. You can sense it. You can see it in the events. You can see the progression, and it's all moving one direction. On the one hand, the decaying creation around us. On the other hand, the unprecedented ramping up of dark presence manifesting in lives, individuals, the millions and millions of rituals, satanic rituals that have been going on. Listen, I will say this, and I want you to, you know, you'll have to write me, you'll have to engage, you'll have to think about this. I believe in the last 50 to 60 years that 500 million, at a minimum, satanic rituals that involve the shedding of blood, including human blood, have been going on weekly. All throughout Europe, of course, and throughout the United States. Very similar to the days of Manasseh, 2 Kings 21:22, where God said innocent blood has been shed from one side of the nation to the other. Or Ezekiel chapter 8, where all of this dark ritual and human sacrifice is being done down deep in the cave, and nobody knew. Can I ask you something? Where did 4 million cases of satanic ritual abuse come from? And an estimated 4 or 5 million more that have never even showed up yet. It all tracks back to the late 40s, the development here in the United States, in Russia. You see, satanic rituals are the most powerful ways of summoning demons in and through and releasing them in, well, those who have summoned them can receive them. Can have them transferred into others in the meeting. The reason they're summoned is for themselves. They summon the demons and the power demons, then also to power the mission that Satan has. To send out into the air, to dirty the airs, as they call it, to dirty the air. They're calling it dirtying the air, manifesting that sense of dark, conscious, felt presence. To release the demonic through rituals, targeting what they would consider enemies, believers in Christ, and anyone else that stands in their way. They're doing rituals like at Bohemian Grove to raise the demons at that cremation of care ritual. They collect the wealthy, power, elite presidents and senators and kings and all those people there at Bohemian Grove. You know what? You know why they're there? You know what the untold story is? Anybody in left-hand path ritual stuff would know this, but maybe they don't want to tell it. The ritual's done at Bohemian Grove. You know what it's for? Raising the demons. Here's the mode of operation. They've done rituals prior to that night. They've summoned spirits. They've literally built up kind of the power. And at that specific, what they called a mock ritual, I don't believe that at all. From the witnesses that I have engaged in ministry that came from Bohemian Grove, they all say it's a real human body, not a fake. And by the way, what senator, what president, what military general, what wealthy elite, what media mogul would sit and watch? Why? Why would they sit and watch even a mock human sacrifice of an ancient, horrific nature, Moloch, and the burning of children? Why would they watch it? Why would they be a part of it? Why would they applaud? How stupid, how ignorant. Nuts, nuts, nuts. is all I can say. Spiritually nuts. So I want to say tonight, if anybody, by God's providence, any politician, any individual that would somehow listen to this either now or in the archives later, listen, if you don't realize it, maybe you were an unwitting at that meeting. They raised the demons and the powers, and the moment the individual was thrown into the fires, a release occurred, a release of spiritual presence targeting that audience to influence the audience, to blanket the audience, to infuse ideas and feelings, whether it be involuntary thoughts and feelings, and to maybe even attach, and then to lead those individuals back to their cultures and countries and to the White House and to all the political centers where the spirits would go with them. That's how it works. You say, well, that's too fantastic. That's too unbelievable. Do you believe the Bible at all? Have you not read? Can I tell you something real quick? Armageddon, which is the mounting up of the largest military system, broadest military weaponry, most advanced planetary defense weapon systems, most supernaturally charged soldier and military system in human history, is all done by supernatural force. Hey, there's the music. Let's listen to Steve here for a moment. We'll be back in 2 minutes. Hey, this is Russ Dizdar again at Survive to Thrive. The guest host tonight, thank you, Steve. We are we begun to mention the issue of Armageddon. Now, please understand, this is the globalist. This is a military system built out of the nations of the world, supernaturally charged with super soldiers' powers. The weaponry would be beyond anything we've ever known. But I want you to know something. The only way Armageddon can occur, and the only way it does occur, is by a planetary scale, a release of satanic presence on a ritualistic format that will guide the political military leaders and all the rest to that day. I think it's absolutely vital that you and I understand something tonight. There is no globalism without the spirit behind it. There is no political, military, economic, no elitists, no collapsing of the world around us without the fact that the satanic agenda is being played out, that ultimately it involves you. If you're lost, listen, you could be somebody that says, listen, I'm against globalist, I'm against the New World Order, I'm against all of that. But if you don't know Christ, what benefit? What will that do for you in the end? When you, you know, come to realize that globalism, New World Order, all that is because of the prince of the power of the air, the same demonic entity that entered in the beginning of the human race, led us to the fall, tried to bring destruction to Jesus Christ when he came. Of course, Jesus defeated and blew him out of the waters. And this is the entity that would seek to, well, read Revelation 12. Lead the whole world astray, including you. And the targets, again, military, political systems. Tonight, as we go over the panoramic view of the prophetic pictures of the white, red, black, and pale horses, Revelation 6, those are dealing with the massive global impacting events. I think millions feel it. Millions sense it. Books are being written about it. People are talking about it. It's the number one theme, I think, in predictions concerning the days just before us. So all those that are screaming out and saying, get ready, get ready, get ready, they're correct. And the physical side is one element of getting ready. The other side of this entire thing is the spiritual side of getting ready. Do you know Christ? Are you filled with the Spirit of God? Do you know the Word of God? Do you know the prophetic revelation that details in specifics what the enemy is going to be doing? Can you look around and see in the world, yeah, here it is, here's this. That's exactly what we are supposed to do with biblical revelation. Matter of fact, Peter on the day of Pentecost, go back and read it, chapter 2 in the book of Acts. When it all occurred and he got up to preach, he said, this is that which the prophet Joel spoke about. In other words, the fulfillment of the coming of the power of the Spirit of God as prophesied by Joel was happening and happened on the day of Pentecost there. Peter was able to stand knowing that verse, knowing the occurrence and the fulfillment. See, biblical prophecy has one main issue. The only reason the prophecy is given is for the fact of fulfillment. Now, there's predictive things in the sense that God says what Satan is going to do, what those acts of the Antichrist will be, and they come out. See, that's what biblical prophecy does. It gives us a massive insight into this supernaturally charged evolutionary development on the dark side. It tells us what people are going to do, politicians and military in a holistic sense are going to do, what to be warned about. It even tells us responses of believers and ultimately what God is going to do. Are you prepared for any and all of that? And if you say yes physically, you've got food for a year, you've got everything, you've got bunkers, you've got weapons, you've got all of it, okay. If you die today, do you go to heaven or hell? Spiritually, are you powerful in prayer? Can you get answers? Do you know the authority of Christ? Can you command a demonic entity manifesting in another person, which I believe when the red horse occurs, when the chaos occurs, since it is satanic manifestation released in people, since he is the cause of the peace being taken, and he is the cause of the butchery and the bloodshed, almost like a culture-wide global satanic ritual. Fear, panic, pain, torture, human blood all opens the door for the most powerful summoning of demonic entities crossing from that side to this side. It doesn't have to be just in a backwoods somewhere where a few obtain powers or send powers or release powers. By the way, revelation of the underground, 500 million, probably 4 to 5 times as many satanic rituals in sheer supernatural satanic hiddenness that have been going on up to this last week, up to next week. Far beyond what has been revealed at Bohemian Grove. Similar to that which is unveiled in Ezekiel 8 and 2 Kings 21-22. But there is a future that has not yet occurred. Could be a few years away. God gives the picture of the dragon, the full force of satanic presence, the Antichrist, the beast, and the false prophet. Collectively, kind of that Luciferian, that left-hand path triangulation. In ritual formatic or form, they release demonic presence out of themselves with supernatural targeting the kings, political, military leaders of the earth. Have you ever read this in Revelation 16? I've never heard a sermon in 35 years on it. Never. Never heard a teaching. Never read a book, really, that went into explaining it that much. I have tried to do some of that in the book, The Black Awakening. The new book, R1919, we're going to hope to be out by the end of September. All about Armageddon and the things, the precursors. All about what's coming. Listen, none of it will occur without manifested satanic power. And the majority of the manifest satanic power will come from satanic ritual, the shedding of blood, the summoning of the demons, and the release. In Revelation 16, after all the bloodshed, after everything else, it is obvious that it brings the greatest, broadest, widest open door for the release of demonic power that is sent, number one, and has targets, number two. Have you read, again, take a read, the mother of all rituals. New Agers understand, in some senses, that a planetary spiritual wave is coming to change everything. Well, that will occur with the Red Horse issue. That will occur in bringing the collapse that will bring the New World Order. What they don't know is that it's masqueraded and will bring only preoccupation for the sake of bringing the ultimate destruction. If you understand that the Antichrist's goal is not just, the ultimate goal of the Antichrist, of Satan, is not to get to the temple first and say, I am God, though that's what he will do. Trying to preempt the return of Christ to that very same temple, the very same area where God in Christ will come, the Prince of Peace, that will bring an end to war, an end to rape, an end to sin, an end to disease, an end to Satan, and the beginning of the millennium. Listen, my friend, do you want the real thing or the counterfeit that will bring a sickening betrayal? See, that's what irks me. That's what motivates from biblical revelation. I see that God shows how Satan will deceive and lead individuals. That's why we need to beckon people now. By the basis of biblical prophetic revelation, be warned now. Get out of the precursors of satanic masqueraded dark powers that are like light, that are like the new age, like the non-human enhancements in military application. If you accept a little bit of what the dark side offers, it may look like candy. It may taste sweet. That's how the sexual predator entices the 5-year-old girl. The sexual predator smiling at the little girl, looking friendly and offering candy to the taste buds and enticing, and the little girl takes it. All the while, the Predator knows that everything he's doing is only tools to his end. The use, rape, and destruction of a little child. And yes, we would say, to hell with the Predator like that. Outside the blood of Christ. We all know that we're angered by that kind of thing. Spiritually speaking, it's even worse. The dark side, with its satanic revel, satanic glee, offering to humanity, vulnerable young humanity, the candy that distracts and lures them out for ultimate destruction. So when you read Revelation 12, the dragon that leads the whole world astray, God's correct. God is correct again. God's telling you and I ahead of time, will globalism come? Yes. Will the Antichrist rule, what do you call him, the Mahdi, the Maitreya, the world teacher, whatever you want to call him. God calls him a beast. God calls him Antichristu. God calls him the little horn. God calls him the Anthropasanamos, the man of lawlessness. Most likely, again, already on the planet, ready to be revealed when they are able. Not until God removes the restraint, the restrainer. When all hell breaks loose, the red horse, all the rest will follow. The events will be... You don't have to guess. Nobody's going to have to guess. Later on, the seven seals, the judgments on that beast kingdom. Later on, we see more and more and more. But towards the very end, the ultimate goal, as I said, is not Antichrist getting in the temple, though he wants to do that, though he exalts himself above everything that is called God. That's part of the insatiable lust of the finite being who cannot evolve to infinite presence. Could not take God in the heavens, could not destroy Christ as God came in human flesh, and predicted clearly will be utterly destroyed, dismantled, and bound when Christ returns. Can you see why? Let's ask the question, who doesn't want Christ to return? What does it mean? Well, number one, it means the glorification of all those who believed in Christ in all of history. The new race, the real new race. Indestructible, immortality, eternal with God. It means the end of radical evil, the absolute stopping of satanic presence and power, the end of fallen human history, the end of war, the end of rape, the end of disease, the end of sin, the end of all of that. That's what it means, the return of Christ. Talk about the age of peace, the Prince of Peace, and He alone, infinite God alone, can do it. Christ won or secured the ability at the cross. This is why it's so important. This is why millions of New Agers and remote viewers are missing it. They know nothing of the power of the cross, nothing of the blood of Christ, nothing of the love, the power of Jesus. You embrace a false Christ. You embrace hell who sent it. In the ultimate purpose of Satan, it is not even manifesting in human flesh. Not even in gathering all the people to worship him alone. You ever read Revelation 12? When it says that the dragon, referring to the presence of the enemy and the full force of his historic work, it says that he knows that his time is short. And he's furious. He's going to move quickly. Now, I know my time's short right now. I've got 11 minutes left because I'm looking at a clock. Here, locally, it says about 11 or 12 minutes to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm going to be done in about 11 minutes. I'm going to be cut off in 11 minutes. It's going to be over in 11 minutes. I will not be able to speak any longer. I can do it. No one's going to listen. It's not going to go anywhere. I'll be shut off. they pull the plug right at 8 o'clock. Somebody else is going to come on. So my time is short, about 11 minutes. I know that because of the show. I know that because of what comes next. When you read Revelation 12, it's the dragon, the Satan knows that his time is short, that he's going to work furiously in this emotional capacity, this rage in a sense. It's going to ramp up as never before. And what he's got to get to is what? What's the ultimate goal? That's where I'm going to say again, remember this little phrase, Revelation 19:19 is the fulfillment of the 3,000-year-old Psalm chapter 2, when the peoples, the nations, the kings, they're conspiring together in an emotional rage. The critical mass has developed, and they take their stand against the Lord and the Lord's Christ. They take their stand. Now, that develops and is developing, but the pinnacle of the fulfillment of Psalm 2 is Revelation 19:19. Coming out onto the field is the Antichrist, Satan in human skin, Homo Satanas. Coming out onto the field is the world's largest military system in humanity, charged with the broadest, widest, deepest satanic manifestation of power ever in all of history. This goes way beyond the ziggurats. This goes way beyond the Nephilim. This goes way beyond the Tower of Babel. This is the global pinnacle of satanic manifestation in human affairs and lives. There at Armageddon is where they raise their weapons towards the sky into space. Planetary defense weapons and every possible spiritual power is going to be unleashed or attempted to be unleashed. Do you see what's going to occur? Revelation 19:19, nations don't come to battle at Armageddon. Military men and women, Armageddon is not about nations fighting nations. It is about all of the nations seduced under Antichrist's reign, all of those who have taken the mark, those who have worshipped the beast, those who have given their hearts to the counterfeit, embraced the lie, and charged with the powers of hell itself, will bring out the weaponry that may have been inspired by hell itself along the way. They will raise those planetary defense weapon systems into the sky. Their desire is to shoot out into space. Who they want to hit? It's all about the descent. A door in the heavenlies open. Every eye shall see him. Now, on the earth, that is, those left at this time. Listen, at that day, on that day, there's no believer on the earth. There's no question at that time. You can argue about the timing of the rapture. You can argue all that all you want to. At this moment, Revelation 19:19, all believers in Christ in all of history, glorified, verse 11, you will be with the Savior as he descends. Now the door opens, all the earth dwellers, every eye left on the earth will see. That's prophesied out of Daniel 2,600 years ago. It's recorded again in the first chapter of the book of Revelation. Every eye will see him, and they're going to mourn. There's going to be a frantic, please understand, in the future, the world's globalist military, here's what Satan wants. He wants to destroy Christ. Keep him from coming. Because his coming means the end of Satan, the end of Antichrist, the end of evil, the end of the fallen system, the end of Satan's rights in a fallen world. It's all over. It's over for all of radical evil. Believers in Christ all desire the return. The earth itself Romans 8 groans for that day and the new earth and the new heaven that God and God alone will bring about. So if Armageddon is 7-8 years away, that means right now, the furious, operative, supernatural, satanic work will be to develop the weaponry, the weapons, the globalism, the supernaturally, satanically charged, unifying presence and power. Is he letting all of the weapons development people know this is what he wants? No. Is he letting all of the globalist, political globalists who are speaking New World Order out of their mouths know this is what he wants? No. Is there anything that we can read from the Masons and old occultism and everything that tells us this is the ultimate goal? No. No. No again. As I've said in the beginning, only God reveals this. God has taken the satanic playbook, the actual agenda that is emerging as never before, that will burst in wave after wave after wave of catastrophic global affecting events, with one marching, raging agenda. Get as many of the people they can, get as much of the political, military system and all, get all that you can, get it out there on the field. And again, it won't happen. If you've read Revelation 16, the release of a planetary level, a release of satanic presence in ritualistic format, that will be the power that brings soldiers, political leaders there. And it's all about the goal to, regardless of how it's been sold to the globalist world system, the devastation, how it would be, Christ will end the demon-infused military system, end all of their stuff in, what, an hour? A half a time history coming. God not only does what Satan will do, what he is going to do, but he shows results. Lucifer and Satan that monitor the show. Super soldier, the thing that's your future glory. Hey, you will be ended in moments and lose your soul forever. So death will be yours. Believers in Christ will never experience it. Right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, God would through, would pray in Jesus' name, would literally destroy it over your life. That God, the Holy Spirit, would open your heart and mind to turn to the living Christ. Especially right now, those who are military-oriented, there is infiltration. It is incremental, hidden in sub-projects. Ideas are popping into the minds of those who are writing the manuals, the weaponry, the concepts for future military. Ideas coming from masqueraded dark presence that will guide. So in the process, as a believer, be physically ready, but you better be spiritually ready. Understanding the authority of Christ, the blood of the Lamb, your witnessing, your power in prayer, your ability to help and minister to others is vital. But don't wait for something to happen. God's waiting for you to start right now. Take up the cross and follow Christ right now, today. Don't just be a listener to all the events. Be a doer. Occupy till Christ comes. Get all the information you can along the way. Share and teach clearly what you know is the Word of God. Win all the souls you can. Pray all the prayers you can. Defy all of the work of the enemy you can. Influence all that you can with Christ. Well, listen, the hour is over. The music is here, and we are grateful to be here as a guest host. Survive to Thrive, the radio network. This is Russ Dizdar. Good night.